You're hearing the sound of my voice. You're watching Don Talk here on Spectrum Channel 180. Check us out on Roku, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Jason Knight, Law Attorney at Law. Thanks for joining me. My name's Don. And my guest today is Shayna Cruz. And she is the young lady, that has been taught with the president of these United States. Asked him a question on Facebook, or on, what was it on? It was on Fox News, but they made you... I
pre-recorded it and sent it in. Yeah. I actually filmed myself in my front yard about 50 times in a row.
Hey,
only got one.
we have to do that here sometimes too. Don't feel bad. So let's talk a little bit about the experience that you had. You know, what kind of a, when somebody comes to you, well, you know what, let's start off with this. How did they contact you?
Well, actually, I was on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I was just really frustrated with everything. I was frustrated with how, mm-hmm. you know, I had lost my job. I was trying to get an appointment. I hadn't got the stimulus check. One day I finally got angry, and I was like, I'm going to tweet at everyone, you know? So I was tweeting at the governor, the president, everyone mm-hmm. I could. And someone contacted me. First, I figured it was probably a scam because it seemed kind of weird. It's somebody from Fox News. Yeah. And I was like, no one wants to talk to me from Fox News. Then I spoke with her for a while, though, and she ended up just asking me to make a short video that might appear on the show. So I said, okay, sure, why not, you know, and lo and behold, it was on there, and the president answered my question.
It was, in fact, the first question that the president answered. Can you give us a rundown on what that question was?
Basically, I was just want to know what I was supposed to do, you know, because... Mm-hmm. With everything that's going on, you know, there's all these avenues of help that everyone says that you can get. You can get unemployment, you can get the stimulus check, and mm-hmm. there's help out there. And so I tried everything I possibly could, and I got nothing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've literally had to rely on just, you know, posting on Facebook and asking for people to help me, and that's how I've made it, you know, since I've lost my mm-hmm. job. And so my question to him was basically just want to know, you know, what are we expected to do? Because I know there's a bunch of other people in the same situation, and... you know, what are we supposed to do was really it, you know, that, like, I wasn't doing well before, I lived paycheck to paycheck, and then I lost my job, and then, you know, I said, well, I'll get unemployment, and then that didn't pan out, and then I said, well, there's the stimulus coming, and I still haven't gotten it, and it's just like, you know, what am I expected to do with that, you know?
The president, he took your question first, yours was the first question that he was given. You said that, you know, what you said, and he said to the effect that, you know, that you're going to get a better job and there's going to be more help coming. How did that make you feel when he talked about all that?
I mean, honestly, I just kind of felt like he didn't really address the question, honestly, because mm-hmm. it was, you know... like, that's great. I hope that I get a better job, and I hope that more help is coming. But when I haven't received the first help, then, you know, more help coming doesn't really help me, I guess, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, about the job, it's like, well, that's great, too, but where's that at? You know, how am I supposed to get this?
Well, I mean, yeah, and especially right now, there's a lot of people that are needing jobs. I know your situation is probably not unique. In the state of Alabama, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about what's the situation you're living in right now.
Right now, I still haven't gotten anything. A couple of people reached out since that, mm-hmm. you know, since I was on Fox News and have helped me a little bit. You know, like I've been relying on basically is people, mm-hmm. you know, which has been great. You know. There's a lot of really nice people out there, and that is great, and I've appreciated everybody that's helped. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as of right now, I'm still Still waiting to hear back from unemployment. Still waiting on that stimulus check. I can't check on it, you know? Yeah. Like, the IRS phone number's down. Website just says, you're eligible, and we'll give you more information.
Yeah, it doesn't give you a timeline, does
it? No, nothing at all.
Well, and you said you've seen a lot of good feedback, though, from it.
Yeah, yeah. I even, you know, did the thing you're not supposed to do and read the, comments on videos online, yeah. You know? And, I would say about, 80% was nice and, basically saying the same thing I said, that, that doesn't really make you feel any better when you're sitting there, the promise of a job, like, that's great, but it doesn't help me right now, and that's just the main thing, that a lot of people were saying, that he didn't really address it. And that's kind of how I felt, that it's like, I didn't expect him to fix anything or anything like that, I wasn't expecting a
like a magic like
fix,
wave
but,
one and it right. gets better, right?
Yeah.
I think, some people actually think that, though, they think that just poof, it magically appears when, something is said or something is done, it just magically happens. And, that's a lot of, the newer, I shouldn't say newer generation, but a lot of people look that way.
Yeah.
But, I feel that, I think he is really thinking ahead and trying to get people to, say, hey, this, the stimulus is coming, it's just going to take a while. I think that's what he's trying to say more than anything.
Yeah.
But for you, that's hard to sit there and say, well, it's coming, but when's it coming?
Yeah.
So, but let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Shayna.
Shayna.
I almost called her Shayna. Shayna Cruz, and we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talk. I'm here with Shayna Cruz, and we are talking the president and Fox News and everything that happened there. And I want to talk a little bit about what your job was before. What did you do before?
I'm a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. Basically, just the fancy way of saying I drew pictures to go be printed on t-shirts. Yeah. And I worked at American Classics in Dodge City.
Okay.
Unfortunately, when everything happened, they started losing some orders and things. Mm-hmm. I got laid off and then found out that, they're unfortunately having to downsize after all this, and I don't even have a job to go back to now. So, I hoped that after everything settled down some, at least I knew, at least I have the job to go back to.
Yes.
And now, no.
Well, and you have two children, correct?
Yes, I do.
What are their names?
I have Zoe, she's 7, and Braxton, who's about to be 4, actually.
Wow, that's great. Well, what are you looking for as far as another job goes?
Ideally, graphic design, that's what I do, but, it's a little difficult around here. There's not, a million of those.
Yeah, that's so true. It is a smaller market for that kind of thing around
here.
Yeah. But, if anybody would like to contact you, where can they contact you if they have a job that's available for you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter. I have a website that's got my portfolio of work, email, phone number, all of that.
Okay.
Just Google my name, I guess, you can find me. There's not very many Shayna Cruises in Coleman.
That's true. You're the only one that I know, for sure. Well, Shayna, thank you so much for coming on Dawn Talk today, and thank you for sharing with us your story. I know that a lot of people now are affected by, this. And now it's turned into an economical thing,
right,
which is unfortunate. And so I hope you and your family are able to find a job soon and that everything works out.
Thank you
so much for coming on. This episode has been brought to you today by Jason Knight at Knight Attorneys. Thank you for joining us here at Don Talk today. I'm Don, and thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Y'all stay safe out there.